This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Cancer drug shortages force U.S. hospitals to ration chemotherapy as supply crisis deepens. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakhakadze, MP, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Oncology departments across the United States are experiencing critical shortages of essential generic chemotherapy drugs, with some hospitals now rationing treatment protocols, according to reporting by the New York Times. The crisis threatens to disrupt cancer care delivery at a time when demand for these life-saving medications remains at record levels. Key takeaways: generic chemotherapy drugs critical to cancer treatment are in short supply across U.S. hospitals. Some oncology departments report forced rationing of treatment protocols due to supply constraints. The shortage is prompting calls for federal regulatory intervention and supply chain reform. Multiple essential agents, generic chemotherapy drugs, now facing concurrent shortages, forcing hospitals to implement alternative treatment protocols and triage systems. Cancer treatment continuity at risk. Hospital response to drug shortages, reported impact on chemotherapy delivery and treatment protocols, 2026. Hospitals implementing alternative protocols, 78 cent. Departments reporting treatment delays, 64 cent. Institutions facing severe rationing, 41 cent. Source, reported hospital responses, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. Generic chemotherapy drugs face unprecedented supply constraints. The shortage of generic chemotherapy agents, medications that form the backbone of cancer treatment regimens across oncology practices, has created a critical bottleneck in U.S. healthcare delivery. According to the New York Times, the supply crisis is affecting multiple drug classes simultaneously, leaving oncologists with limited options for standard of care chemotherapy protocols. Generic chemotherapy medications represent a substantial proportion of cancer treatment protocols because they are cost-effective, well-studied, and have established safety profiles across decades of clinical use. The current shortage threatens this established care infrastructure, with hospitals reporting that they must now make allocation decisions previously considered unlikely in modern American oncology. Rationing protocols and treatment delays emerge as hospitals' respond grow. Some cancer treatment centers have begun implementing rationing strategies and treatment delays as a direct consequence of drug unavailability, according to the New York Times reporting. These operational adjustments carry clinical consequences, as delays in chemotherapy initiation and protocol modifications can affect treatment efficacy and patient outcomes. Oncologists report that they are now forced to make difficult triage decisions, prioritizing patients, adjusting treatment timing, or substituting with alternative agents that may carry different toxicity profiles or efficacy data. This represents a significant departure from evidence-based treatment standardization and raises concerns about equity in cancer care delivery across socioeconomic and geographic lines. Federal intervention and supply chain reform under discussion. The shortage has prompted urgent calls for federal action to address systemic vulnerabilities in the pharmaceutical supply chain for generic oncology medications. Medical organizations and hospital administrators are advocating for regulatory reforms that would strengthen manufacturing resilience, incentivize domestic production, and establish national shortage response protocols. According to reporting in the New York Times, federal policymakers are now examining whether existing regulatory frameworks adequately address the unique vulnerabilities of generic drug manufacturing for essential cancer medicines. The FDA maintains a public tracking system for drug shortages, though critics argue the agency's tools for preventing shortages remain limited. Cancer treatment centers across the United States report forced implementation of chemotherapy rationing protocols due to simultaneous shortages of multiple essential generic drugs. The New York Times reporting, 2026. What this means for patients. Cancer patients may experience delays in treatment initiation, protocol modifications that use less familiar drug combinations, or geographic inequities in access to standard of care chemotherapy regimens. For clinicians, oncologists face difficult clinical and ethical decisions regarding treatment prioritization and protocol modification. This requires urgent attention to clinical guidance updates on alternative regimens and evidence-based rationing frameworks. For policymakers, the crisis reveals systemic weaknesses in pharmaceutical supply chain management for essential generic medicines. Policy reforms addressing manufacturing incentives, surge capacity planning, and quality assurance standards require urgent federal attention. Frequently asked questions: why are generic chemotherapy drugs facing shortages if they have been in use for decades? Generic chemotherapy medications face manufacturing challenges due to narrow profit margins, complex manufacturing requirements, and consolidation of pharmaceutical manufacturers. According to the New York Times, these structural economic factors have reduced redundancy in the supply chain, making the system vulnerable to manufacturing disruptions at individual facilities. Can patients be switched to brand name or alternative chemotherapy drugs to address shortages? While alternative chemotherapy agents exist, switching established protocols can affect treatment efficacy and safety profiles. Oncologists prefer to use evidence-based standard protocols developed from decades of clinical trial data. Forced substitutions may compromise treatment outcomes and require clinical oversight to ensure patient safety during protocol modifications. What steps is the federal government taking to resolve this shortage? Federal agencies, including the FDA, are examining regulatory tools to address manufacturing vulnerabilities and supply chain resilience. However, according to the New York Times, comprehensive legislative or regulatory reforms to prevent future shortages of essential cancer medicines remain under discussion and have not yet been implemented at scale. The cancer drug shortage crisis reflects broader systemic challenges in pharmaceutical manufacturing, regulatory incentives, and supply chain planning that extend beyond oncology. Policymakers, manufacturers, and medical organizations must collaborate urgently to restore supply stability and prevent future treatment disruptions for patients with cancer across the United States. Source: Cancer Drug Shortage Renews Calls for Federal Action, Medical Express, 2026.